So find yourself in Shavasana, relaxing in a lying down position, your spine connected to the floor, your eyes closed, your body open and relaxed. And as always, we begin this meditation by going to that safe haven, that place we originated at the beginning of class, a place of beauty, a place of safety, a place that you feel is very close to an internal home. See it very clearly in your mind's eye, allowing yourself to be open and connected. And then in this journey, we're going to travel down a path to the bridge that takes us over to another dimension of higher access, to the realms of higher awareness where spirit guides us. So travel down that path to the bridge, and when you're ready, cross over the bridge into the higher dimensions, maybe looking around and seeing things a little more sparkly, a little more open. And bring yourself into your heart chakra, in the center of your chest, midline to the heart. And here we're going to create a ball of green, bright, maybe Kelly green, spring green. And this green is an intense, clear ball that we're going to radiate larger, so that it encompasses all of the chest, flows down the arms, so the arms radiate green, flows down the abdomen, to the legs, down to the feet, so the legs and feet resonate in a green frequency, flowing up to the head, so the head resonates in a green frequency, and your entire body is resonating to this green energy. And coming back to the heart center, we're going to imagine that in the middle of the heart center, there's this beautiful fountain. And this fountain is going to begin to spew water. And this water is energy. It's the energy of life. But even more so than that, it's the heart's energy of love. And so see in your mind's eye maybe an ornate fountain, or maybe a very simple fountain, whatever you want to see in the moment. But see it begin to spout this crystalline energy, this clear radiance of sparkling energy. And it begins to fill the tiers, the levels of the fountain, or maybe at the base of the fountain there's this bowl that catches the energy. And as this energy spouts out the top and begins to fill either the bowls, the levels, or whatever container, you begin to feel your chest and your heart center opening, filling, and radiating this energy. And we're going to name this energy self-love, self-compassion, self-acceptance, self-joy, self-actualization. And as we name this energy, we can see it filling and flowing this fountain. And the fountain becomes so full of self-love, self-appreciation, joy of self. Becomes so full, it begins to expand and trickle and fill down our arms, into our hands. It's as if this flowing self-love, self-acceptance, compassion fills the cavity into our bellies. The self-love energy, self-compassion fills down the legs into the feet. So that now your lower body is full. So you're going to bring the self-love, the self-acceptance, self-joy, self-peace, self-connection up into your head and maybe out the top of your head. So that now the top of your head becomes the top of the fountain. And all this energy of self-love, self-peace, self-joy is now spilling out all around you. You're so full within yourself that you're spilling out all around you, and this energy is splashing all around you. So that you can imagine you're standing on the earth, and the earth around you is just one puddle of self-love. And this is a good thing. There is no judgment of ego or conceit. This is the self-love that comes without conceit. It's compassionate. And it comes without demands. It comes without need or greed. It's selfless. And so you see yourself abundantly flowing this energy of love. And this love cannot be contained. It comes from a higher source. It comes from a solic source. The heart center connects to your spirit, to your soul. And so this love is not one of the ego, is not one of mundanity. It's higher level, higher source. If you will, soul source, spirit source, God source. Feel yourself full. Feel yourself abundant. And feel yourself joyous in this compassion, this unconditional love. Because when you're so full of love from spirit, love of a higher self energy, there are no conditions to it. You give it freely. This is the healing love that we emanate through our hands when we touch someone. Without condition, we're touching them with this selfless, joyous, connected love. And when we're so full, We can't be hurt. There is no room in our existence for pain because we are so full with a higher level source love that we don't expect anybody else to fill us. We don't need anything from anybody. And therefore, when we look at people around us, when we are this full, what we do is we share energy. They reflect that love back to us. They don't need to steal our love, because our love is so abundant and it's so connected to a higher source that we're not selfish of it, because it really is not ours. It's everyone's. It's just being brought through us, felt through us, filled within us, and freely, lovingly, compassionately, abundantly flowed out of us. And when we're this full and this connected to our source love, we don't need anything from anyone. We don't greed anything from anyone. What we do is we openly invite a sharing, invite a soulic connection which radiates on the higher frequencies of joy and compassion. Feel your heart centers, feel your heart so full that anything and everything you've ever needed to feel love and to feel loved is within yourself. It's within your reach, and it's given freely from the higher sources of self. Can you allow it? Can you invite it? Can you luxuriate it? And can you bathe in it without guilt? And being so full, can you bring a sense of forgiveness to all those that you thought may have wronged you when you were feeling deplete? Can you line all those beings up that you feel were cruel to you or brought you some kind of pain? And just recognize that what they brought you instead was a gift. And the gift was inviting you to look, instead of outside yourself, for love, compassion, recognition, they invited you to look within, to come back to your well source of love and fill yourself. And likewise, if anyone has ever told you that you've hurt them, smile and show them that instead it was because they were not full of self-love, and invite them to find their own source within themselves, their own love within themselves. You don't need to fill them. You don't need to give them anything. You are so abundant. It just flows around you and invites them to see how to fill themselves. if they choose to share your energy. They're not stealing from you, because you're bringing it from a higher source of love. And it's so easy to flow it out and share it. Truly feel your heart that open, that full, that connected, that anything and everything you will ever need is already there for you, supplied and waiting for you to accept it into your life. Feel it, embrace it, choose. Choose to live in the fullness of your heart's joy. And as you radiate this fullness, see your heart shift out of the green color to a higher level pink of compassion, and to the higher frequency of gold of soulic connection, so that your body is now tiered, leveled in three hues, colors of energy. The lower tier or level is green, the middle tier or level is pink, and the higher tier or level is gold. And you can vibrate on all these frequencies when you are full in your heart center, full of energy. So breathe in these different levels of energy, of color, of light, a frequency. Again, see your heart full and spilling out abundantly. And then see yourself knowing that anytime you need, you can connect to the higher frequencies. But focusing back on the green, the energetic level of green, which is the heart frequency of this earth, when we're walking around full, we're walking around in the green vibration. So see your body vibrating, abundantly spilling out this green vibration. And then bring it back a little more compact, bringing it up through your feet, up through your hands, down from your head, focusing it back into a tight green ball of energy in your heart chakra. Knowing any time you need, you can expand it down and flow it out. But as we walk in this mundane 3D reality, we hold it fairly compact, just feeding and nourishing ourselves, nurturing ourselves, keeping ourselves full. And when you've come back to a place of green vibration and awareness, and still feeling full, we're going to close this journey by traveling back now to the bridge that's going to bring you out of the higher dimensions back more into this real world. So cross over the bridge, follow the path back to your safe haven, to that sense of home within you, and then from that sense of home, that safe haven. Take some deep breaths, bringing life force into this real and solid body lying on the mat. And this solid body reminds you you're here on this earth plane in a 3D world. And in this 3D world, you can wiggle your fingers, you can wiggle your toes, you can bring breath or life force into your head and rock your head from side to side. And come fully back, conscious and present and whole. Namaste.